teens are catching up with adults in cell phone use. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. New data from the Pew Internet and American Life Project finds young people aged 12 to 17 have adopted cell phones at nearly the same rate as adults. Pew Internet's Amanda Lenhart says the small gap that exists now was much larger 5 years ago.
We went back and we looked at data that we had from 2004 through 2008 on teen and adult cell phone ownership. And we found that starting back in 2004, there was a pretty significant gap between teenagers and adults. So about 45% of teens in that year had their own cell phone, and about 65% of adults had a cell phone. And then between then and now, we've seen that gap close. It narrowed to 63% of teens with phones and 73% of adults with phones in 2006. And today, it's at about 77%, or I should say in 2008, it's 77% of adults with phones and 71% of teens with phones.
Are there any answers in the data about why the gap is closing?
Not particularly in our data, but as phones become more affordable, as family plans become more widespread, and as I think teens and their parents see the utility of the phone, it doesn't surprise me that the phone is percolating down into families and to younger and younger teens. Some of the most dramatic jumps in the likelihood of having a cell phone occur with the 12 and 13-year-olds, who were making huge leaps from about 15% of 12-year-olds having a cell phone in 2004 to nearly 60% now.
12 and 13. So clearly the norms for parents are sort of changing, where a few years ago you probably could have said, most parents might have said, 12 years old is way too young to have a phone. What does a 12-year-old need a cell phone for? That's obviously changing.
I think that's certainly correct. And as we start to see cell phones as less of a business device and more of a personal and life management device, I think parents also see the utility in having their children have phones, both for sort of safety purposes, but also for, you know, family management purposes, staying in touch with kids, keeping track of them, and being able to know where they are and be able to go and pick them up when need be.
I would imagine if there's a big gulf right now between phones used by adults and those used by teenagers, it would be in the smartphone category, where adults are much, much more likely to have an iPhone or a BlackBerry, and kids are much more likely to have a dumb phone, as I call them. Do you see anything in the data to confirm that?
We don't have that in this particular data set, though, you know, anecdotally, we do hear, again, through these focus groups, that you're right, that kids are more likely to have the hand-me-down phone, the phone from one of my parents from 2 years ago, and particularly because many teens lose and break phones. They often don't have the money to buy a new and expensive fancy phone where their parents can, you know, perhaps justify through a business expense, paying more for and having a slightly fancier phone.
Amanda Lenhart with the Pew Internet and American Life Project. You can listen to Future Tense on the radio or subscribe to our podcast in the iTunes Store and elsewhere. You can stream it from futuretense.publicradio.org, and you can now get the audio on my Facebook page at facebook.com/John Gordon, no H in John. And you can find links and short messages from me on Twitter at twitter.com/John Gordon. This is Future Tense.